But everybody, get ready right now, because Trivia 2013, A Space Oddity, is set to begin.
Goat Posse.
The most astounding fact is the knowledge that the atoms that comprise life on Earth are traceable to the crucibles that cooked light elements into heavy elements. These stars, they collapsed and then exploded, scattering their enriched guts. Yes, we are part of this universe. We are in this universe. The universe is in us. When I reflect on that fact, I feel big, because my atoms came from those stars.
To go in this building and see a bunch of stupid stars. Now, come on.
Welcome to the planetarium.
Okay, children, now I'm going to remind you that this is a planetarium, not a Bangkok brothel.
We're going on a fascinating ride through the universe.
Wow. Neat. So this is space.
Well, let's begin, shall we? These stars form the constellation Roger Ebert.
Oh, I love brain teasers.
What does Sheldon Cooper and a black hole have in common? They both suck.
Here we see the constellation called the Big Dipper.
All the constellations look alike.
And this is the constellation called Cassiopeia.
Oh, neato!
Planetarium
set. We're going on a fascinating ride through the universe.
Oh, neato!
Well, let's begin.
Me, an astronaut? I can't even get up on the chair to get the marmalade.
T-minus 1 minute, mark and counting.
Pre-correction check. Rotation axis plus 3 degrees. Isis oxide pressure, 4100, rising to 5000.
T-minus 45 seconds and counting.
Let's ultimately get to Mars. A good pit stop is an asteroid.
Mars is full of beer. Mars is a college party.
T-minus 20 seconds and counting.
Rotate ignition sequence beginning in 3-0. C and D on reselect.
This is President Obama. Obama, who am I talking to?
Hello, this is the International Space Station.
Oh, that's funny, see, because I was just dialing out for pizza.
5, 4, we've gone for main engine start. We have. America's first space shuttle. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Columbia out of communications at present with Mission Control as it continues its course toward Florida.
Columbia, Houston, comm check.
12.5 minutes to touchdown, according to clocks in Mission Control.
Columbia, Houston, UHF comm check.
The last communications with the spacecraft occurred about 8 a.m. Central Time, as it was above Central Texas.
Engine throttling up, 3 inches now, 104%. Challenger, go and throttle up.
Today is a day for mourning and remembrance. Nancy and I are pained to the core by the tragedy of the shuttle Challenger. We know we share this pain with all of the people of our country. This is truly a national loss.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
We never lost an American in space. We're sure as hell not going to lose one on my watch. Failure is not an option.
Space, 1969.
It came in peace for all mankind.
Take a picture of me standing on the moon.
Oh, that ain't really the moon.
We don't have to tell anybody.
I always wanted to be an astronaut, like Lance Armstrong.
It's Neil Armstrong.
He lied about his name, too?
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Shepard gets the first flight. Grissom gets the second flight. And Glenn is the backup. Any questions?
And this man, Yuri Gagarin, is the first to cross the frontier into the unknown of space.
Someday I'm going to go to the moon.
I'm afraid you're too late, son. NASA isn't sending the monkeys anymore.
We know full well that our planet and all its inhabitants are but a small part of this immense universe. I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet.
In 1633, the Roman Catholic Church condemned Galileo for teaching that the Earth goes around the sun.
Like Galileo, I have wanted to work out my own understanding of the universe.
Galileo had written these words.
There's no stopping us right now.
Nor can I ever sufficiently admire Copernicus and his followers.
It's
1,500 years ago, everybody knew.
Well, the Earth is here at the center.
The Earth was the center of the universe.
How do you know?
500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat.
Aristotle said so.
And 15 minutes ago, you knew that people were alone on this planet.
But Edwin Hubble had an advantage.
I can't even put a finger on Uranus.
It was the largest telescope in the world.
Space.
Observations indicate that the universe is expanding at an ever-increasing rate.
It seems to go on and on forever.
And so the universe ended.
But then you get to the end and the gorilla starts throwing barrels at you.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Most of science fiction is, in fact, well within the laws of physics.
You ready, Bo?
This is gonna be... And I hate this word, Barry, but this is gonna be epic!
The information is not complete.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Live long and prosper.
You can't fool us by agreeing with us.
Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Oh, that's not right.
We have to strike now, sir!
People of Earth, do not be alarmed.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
I'm not wearing any pants.
That is correct, sir.
Thanks for the advice, Mr. Shepard.
My ship has run, of course, en route to Sector 12. I've crash-landed on a strange planet. The impact must have awoken me from hypersleep.
I hear your heartbeat to the beat of the drum.
I'm feeling the captain's itch.
Okay, I'll do it.
As long as you don't make me smell Uranus.
Hey, oh, you're a girl. I just figured that out.
Don't be scared. My stuff looks like someone spilled an apple pie in my lap.
That's disgusting.
Don't yell at me. This was your idea.
What was that?
Genitals.
Not scrotal, just leg.
If I go to a bar and pick up a guy, and he picks up a girl, and we all leap together.
It would be rude not to eat her pie, which I assume is not only hot, but also moist. Although, hopefully not flaky. Mmm.
Don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
All right, that's enough.
What's with him?
Laser ending. Here, let me locate it for you.
I can't because I left my lightsaber in my other space pan.
I do have a model rocket next to my bed.
I still don't get what the big attraction is.
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my...
That's awfully personal.
Hey, did I tell you guys I got a goat?
5, 4, we've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
And liftoff. Liftoff of Trivia 2013, A Space Oddity. KVSC's 34th Annual Trivia Marathon.
Go with throttle up.
KVSC Discovery. Go with throttle up.
KVSC is off on a mission for 50 hours of nonstop extraterrestrial interstellar exploration.
KVSC, this is Discovery. We are go with phone bank plug-in.
Challenge line communications have been established. 320-308-5475.
Trivia 2013, A Space Oddity, is broadcast from the studios of your sound alternative, KVSC St. Cloud, and is heard on Pioneer 90.1, KSRQ, Thief River Falls.
Houston, this is Mission Specialist Clay Anderson. KVSC has reached escape velocity.
Roger, KVSC, press 2-hour 1. You are go for 50 orbits.
On board KVSC for this mission is shuttle pilot and station manager Joe McMullen, along with payload specialist and program director Cheyenne Malcolm.
Well, a good evening and welcome to KVSC St. Cloud's 34th Annual Trivia Week. And hi, Cheyenne.
Hi there, Joe.
What a phenomenal intro from the Goat Posse.
That was the best.
I always try to count the edits and I lost track at about 228. Nice to have you with us on this Friday night of Trivia Weekend. We're so psyched to be here. It's Friday, February 8th. Welcome to Trivia 2013, A Space Oddity.